Hey everybody, thanks for joining me back with another Bible study. In today's Bible study, I came up with a completely different topic, and God told me to speak on something else. And I feel like there's somebody out there that needs to hear this specifically. My Bible studies are going to be a little bit shorter, so this might be a part one and a part two. We will see how it goes in tonight's Bible study, but before I get started, I'm going to pray and we'll go from there. So, dear Lord, I just come to you today. I just thank you for being such an amazing God. I just pray that in this Bible study, Lord, that you speak through me exactly what it is that you're wanting me to say. I pray that people's eyes and ears are open to the Word, to the truth, to who you truthfully are, God. And I just pray that people who are in hopelessness, who are seeking some type of purpose in life, seeking something to fill the void that's inside of their hearts, God, that you just come and you fill that hole, that God-sized hole inside of our chest, God, that you fill that and you make us a new creation. Every day that we strive to be more like Jesus and that we become more like you, and understand the true love that it is that you gave us by dying on the cross. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So again, something completely different. Usually I write notes for all of my Bible studies, but couldn't do it on this one. I had to just go with it. It's going to be over guilt, shame, and conviction. How the three are tied in one, but how they're different. Excuse me. So, guilt and conviction go hand in hand. They basically mean the same thing. Guilt and conviction mean that you did something, and now that you're guilty of it, or now you're convicted of it. So when you go into a court because you robbed somebody, they're going to convict you, the jury, and the judge is going to convict you that you did something, okay? And then you're going to have some form of punishment. Then shame, on the other hand, is what it is to feel humiliated, to feel separated from something. Basically, separated from what you just did, okay? So separated from who you were, and now you just committed some type of act that now separated you from the person that you were, or separated you from your family. Now you're going to separate yourself because of that shame, and you're going to feel humiliated. You're going to feel overwhelmed by the whole sense of what you just did, okay? That is what shame is. And so guilt, shame, and conviction go hand in hand. But what we're going to talk about is how guilt and shame is completely different than the conviction of the Holy Spirit, the conviction that God gives you when you are a born-again Christian. So a lot of unsaved people in this world, meaning you don't know who Christ is and you did not give your life to Him, okay? That's what being unsaved is. So a lot of unsaved people struggle with feeling convicted over something or feeling the guilt over something in a Christian aspect. Yet we all still feel shame. If you're an atheist, agnostic, Christian, whatever the case is, you still feel shame. But a lot of times, unbelievers don't really have the weight of their sin, yet they have the weight of something else because they have that whole sized thing in their chest that they're replacing with other things besides God. And so when they do the act of sin, which unbelievers do not believe in sin, so the act of sin that they do, they start feeling something else that they don't even know what it is. But for us as believers, we know what it is. And it's the conviction of the Holy Spirit. When you're a Christian, you should be convicted. Okay? You should understand and recognize and hear in a spiritual way from God saying, okay, God, I just committed this act of sin once again, something that I've been praying over and over and over for you to take from me, yet I do it anyway. Paul says it beautifully in one of his letters. For the very thing I want to do, I cannot do, and the very thing I hate, I always do. I'm paraphrasing, but that's genuinely what he's saying. You always do the very thing you don't want to do, and the very thing you do, you seem to never be able to live it out. And so then you begin to in your walk with Christ, you begin to feel this weight of sin. And in one of my other Bible studies, I said weight of sin. It's the same thing. You feel this weight of sin on you, something tugging you, okay? And you begin to become overwhelmed with it. In Psalms 38:4, it says, "My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear." You begin to be so overwhelmed, it's too heavy for you to hold on to. And then you begin to separate yourself, like I said earlier, with shame. You begin to separate yourself from Christ. And that's exactly where the enemy wants you to be. He wants you to feel shame. He wants you to feel like you're not good enough. Like you don't deserve to talk to God. You don't deserve to ask for forgiveness. Who are you? You know what you just did. I cannot believe you've done that. That's exactly what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to separate you from Christ, because then he can get you. He can take you. And that's the complete opposite. The complete opposite of what Christ stands for. Christ knows that we can't live it out. That's why he went and died on the cross for us. It's a gift. And yet us as human beings, in our walk with Christ, we never seem to get it right. And we want to be just like Jesus, yet we never can. And so we begin to allow this weight to just be on us. In the midst of our sins, we allow this weight to just hold on. We don't want to ever let go. We're just like, God, I promise I'm going to get it right next time. I'm going to get it right next time. You're not. God will, though. God, through you, will change you. He will take that from you. He will make your sins as white as snow. And if you don't think he can, he created you. He created you from dust. He knitted you in your mother's womb. He knows how many hairs are on top of your head. And so this message is not for you to sit here and to not be convicted, because yes, when you sin, you should repent. You should say, God, I am so sorry, because he is your Lord. He is your master. You kneel before him. But it is not for us to sit there and be weighed down by it and be trapped by it, because God did it for us. He took that punishment. He took that guilt and shame with him. He was not a murderer. He was not a rapist. He did not hate. And yet he took all of the things that all of us do and commit on a daily basis. He took that for us. A man knowing no sin took all sin, your sin, your guilt, your shame, and took it. And so, and this is definitely going to be a two-parter, but he took it. And it is just so amazing. In Romans 8:1, it says, there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You're set free. Believe it. Live it out. Stop living in this world full of shame, pulling yourself down. All you're doing is you're adding the weight on yourself. I do it every single day. I'm my biggest hater. Everybody is. Everybody's their biggest hater. But I put so much guilt and shame on myself because I want to get it right. I want to be the best person I can be and the best thing I can do in every aspect. I want to do it the best I can possibly do it. So I put all this guilt, all this shame on top of me because I seem to never get it right. In friendships, in relationships with some people, in my relationship with Christ, in my job, in these Bible studies, I mess up on the words and I think about it over and over and over again. I go back and I watch these Bible studies, or I listen to these Bible studies, and where did I go wrong? And I put this guilt and shame on myself. I didn't study it long enough. I didn't read my word. I didn't get into that closeness with God. I didn't sit there and have my quiet time today. Oh God, here it is again. Time for bed, and this is when I pray to you. And I put that guilt and shame on myself. And the funny thing is, it's not for us to bear. It's not. It's for Jesus Christ. He did it for us. Micah 7:19, God forgives sin so completely that they are like something thrown into the depths of the sea where they are irrevertible. They can never come. They're gone. If you drop a coin into the ocean, what's it going to do? Immediately sink to the bottom. It's gone. You've done lost it. It's over with. The probability of you finding that is almost impossible. And that's how the sins towards God. It's the same thing. God is a forgettable God. He forgets your sins the moment you ask him, God, I'm sorry. I know I just did it again. I know I just went on my browser and searched that again. I shouldn't have. I know I just cussed again, God. I'm trying my best. I'm stopping. I believe in you. I promise I do. God, search my heart. You know my heart. search it, find everything in there that is not of you and take it. That is the walk with Christ. Being a human being who does not know everything, and I'll speak from personal on this one, I want to know. I want to be very knowledgeable in every single aspect that I go into, my job, in my relationship with Christ, the Bible. I have a heart of a missionary, so when I go out and I evangelize to people, I want to know everything that I'm saying. It's the truth, and I want to be able to fact check it. Here I am. I forget what verse it is. I forget what I'm saying. I get tongue-tied, and then I put that guilt and shame on myself again. This is definitely going to be a part two. So stay tuned for that one, and thank you so much for listening. And I truthfully do pray that God just takes that guilt and shame from you. He makes you a new creation in God. Thank you so much.